Continue this morning in Luke's Gospel with another one of the parables. This one is rather short, sweet, pithy, and to the point. Unlike some of the other parables we've explored in past weeks, such as the parable of the unjust steward, or the parable last week of the righteous or unrighteous judge, or the parable of Dives and Lazarus, where these wonderful portraits of character developed and these wonderful understandings of their thoughts and their thought processes as Jesus uses these stories to explain the inbreaking the kingdom of God. On first blush, the parable this morning of the publican and the sinner seems pretty straightforward, pretty much to the point. But you have to remember how this particular passage begins. Jesus is talking to those who tend to justify themselves, who tend to think that what they do makes them righteous in the eyes of God. So that's how the Lord sets the stage. He's telling people, you think you're doing right, you think you're serving God, but perhaps you're not, because you're praying with yourself, you're putting yourself forward. And so we have two individuals. They couldn't be further apart in terms of status, in terms of standing in the community, in the religious world, or whatever. We have the Pharisee, who was the ruling class, part of the ruling class. He was the elite. He was the one that had the education, had the knowledge, understood the law, understood the Torah, understood the scriptures, understood what the requirements of the law were in terms of being righteous before God. And then we have a tax collector. Tax collectors, as you've heard me say, were the lowest of the low. They were considered the dregs of society. They were thought to be very corrupt, and many, or not most, were. You know, they extorted money from people, they stole, they treated people badly and poorly. And so both go to the temple, and that's important. They go to a holy place, but they go for different reasons. The Pharisee goes, and he prays to God. I thank you, Lord, that I am not like other people. Not like other people, like all the rest of these other people. I thank you that I'm not unjust, I'm not an adulterer, I'm not an extortionist. I do wonderful and magnificent things. Lord, let me tell you the magnificent things that I do. I don't only fast once a year when it's required, Feast of the Atonement. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of everything. I am a good person. You can just see him. I tried to find some depiction in art. I couldn't. I didn't search that much. But I did find some pictures. And so there is the Pharisee praying not to God, but praying about himself, offering all the good things that he does to God. But he was not wrong. All the things that he did, fasting, giving tithes, praying, were required of the law. And that was a good thing. That was all true. But he wasn't praying to God. He was praying or offering about himself. The tax collector, on the other hand, in this portrait that I saw, so here's the Pharisee, you know, standing, looking up, exalting himself, lifting himself up. The tax collector, on the other hand, is in the back of the temple. He's in the back of the temple, and he's beating his breast, or in one depiction, he's on his knees. And he's simply praying, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. He does not have any regard for the law because he doesn't understand the law. He's not part of that world. But he does understand that his heart needs to be fixed on God. His heart needs to be disposed to God. His heart needs to be rendered to God because he realizes that indeed he needs God in his life. He's not exalting himself. He's humbling himself before God. He's humbling himself before the Lord, even though he doesn't really know the Lord. And so Jesus says, I tell you, one went to his home righteous, that is the Pharisee. The Pharisee came in righteous, correct? He followed the law, He fasted. He gave tithes. He prayed. He went to the temple. He came righteous. He went away righteous. But I tell you, the Lord says, one went away justified. Justified in the eyes of God. Now, we can easily set up a dichotomy right here. We can easily say that there's two categories. There is the tax collector who has set his heart to God because he humbled himself. We can say there's the Pharisee over here who tried to talk to God, but talked to God about himself. We can say this one is bad, this one is good, but we'd be missing the point of what justification is. And justification in the New Testament, of course, is that justification that comes through the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. By grace and by through faith, we are all justified in the eyes of God when we render our hearts penitent before the Lord. When we render our hearts penitent before the Lord. And so, the Pharisee went away righteous but not justified. The tax collector went away justified because in the eyes of God, he humbled himself and became obedient unto God and his love, his grace, and his mercy. So how do we see ourselves? How do we see ourselves? You could say, I do this, I do that. You know, I do this around the house. You know, I clean up after the dog. I do the dishes. I serve on this committee. I do this at church. I do this. Does it make me a good person? It does, right? It makes you a good person. Does it make you any different in the eyes of God? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. What makes us in the eyes of God is when we rend our hearts and offer ourselves totally in obedience to him, totally and completely in obedience to him. And that is not an easy thing to do because we have ego, right? We like to think of ourselves sometimes as important. We like to think that the things that we do make a difference in the world. We like to think that when we are good to other people, that is a good and positive thing. And all those things are true. But finally and completely, unless we stand before Almighty God and say, like the tax collector, Lord, have mercy upon me because I am a sinner, we haven't crossed that line. We haven't truly offered ourselves completely to Almighty God. Not an easy thing to do by any stretch of the imagination. Not an easy thing to do to realize that we have our shortcomings, we have our faults, we all fall short of the glory of God. We don't make it sometimes in terms of getting there. But God says, that's okay. That's his mercy. That's his grace. That's his faithfulness to us, that we keep moving forward. God loves us exactly where we're at, but he does not want us to stay there. He does not want us to stay there. He loves us all the more when we move closer to him. And we move closer to him when we rend not our garments, but our hearts to Almighty God, when we surrender from the depth of our being who we are and offer ourselves completely to him who loves us eternally. This day, may we rend our hearts to Almighty God. May we surrender our wills. May we offer our thoughts. May we offer our prayers that we too might know that we are justified by that grace, by that mercy, and by that love now and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.